I learned something going out to eat last night, that there are looks, there are facial cues, there are visual cues that you can give a server, a maitre d', the busboy, whomever it is that works at the restaurant that you're eating at. Now, I suppose this really goes for a sit-down place, but I guess it's possible also you're in line at a fast food place, even in a drive-thru,
yeah,
that some of these things apply. But especially you're at a sit-down restaurant, there are visual cues you can give to show that you're not happy, to show that you would like some attention, to show that you need more bread, you need your water refilled, you'd like the check, you'd like dessert, you'd like coffee. I wasn't aware of all of this.
Really?
But you taught me that there are visual cues, and it is true, once you started doing this, that we actually got more speedy service, better service. And it blew my mind a little bit. Now, listen, I've heard of, people say you don't need to, if you're a parent, all you need to do is give them that look and the mom look.
Yeah.
And they'll know they're in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Now, for me, that was my grandfather. He used to have that look where he'd tilt his head a little bit and raise his eyebrow. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
We better stop clowning around. Stop the horseplay.
Right.
Because grandpa's mad. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you do this with waitstaff.
Yeah. It's a similar look. It's a little bit like the mom eye. And that's what had happened. We ordered food and then we had not seen our server in quite a long time.
This is your issue. You really dislike people that think they're good looking. This is your issue.
No, that's not my issue. I have an issue with that because I don't like cocky people.
Well, that's
general.
What I mean.
But this
we had a big buff surfer dude looking guy. He was one of these guys. You get a muscle with a vein in it. He has a vein popping out of the muscle on his arm.
Yeah. This would be the same. I got one of those in my head.
Yeah.
This would be the same deal if it was like a blonde bimbo type.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a person like that who thinks they're all sexy, such that they don't really have to do their job, you are not having it. And that's what happened yesterday is we get this big surfer bro.
Honestly, it doesn't have anything to do with their looks. Now, I will grant you, I don't necessarily like that type of person who just likes themselves for whatever reason.
I don't think most people do.
That I don't like that. However, when I'm going to a restaurant and I'm paying for food and I order something and you give me zero attention and I'm paying to be at this restaurant. I mean, Vinny, you can attest to this having served before. You have to give a customer some sort of attention when they're at your table. And this person did not do that. And when I go to a restaurant and that happens, I'm not happy. I don't care what you look like.
Listen,
it doesn't matter.
I don't disagree with you. And I do think that when he came over initially, he was a little off-putting. The way he's, hey, what do you guys want to do today?
I mean, he was a little bit.
Like, he was very, very cocky in his
but
waitering abilities.
If I had seen him running around the restaurant and he was very busy and that was the reason we weren't being served, then that would be one thing. But that was not the case.
Describe the face that improved our service as the night went on.
I mean, it's the mom look. I think everybody knows what the mom look is. It's a one eyebrow up. It's a little bit pissed. Like, let's just be honest. That's what it is.
It was a scowl.
I look a little upset. The Botox in my head did move because I was not happy.
Yeah.
And you just know when.
And all of a sudden, we get coffee and biscotti.
Oh, yeah. They came right over.
He came right over.
Uh-huh.
Anything else I can do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just go ahead and take this off the bill. It's the waiter look.
Yeah.
Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, ready, set, reporting for duty for Wednesday, December the 8th, 2021, the waning days, hours, minutes of 2021, believe it or not. Not only is today a Wednesday, it is, of course,
Hump Day!
Yes, sir, Bob. Thank you,
that was
Vinny.
A good one.
That was one of your best.
I like that.
If I can say.
Lingered.
You know, we do this at this time every single week, kind of getting a little closer to the weekend, over the hump, a little something we call pre-coffee thoughts. We have everybody write down just a couple of random things, a little stream of consciousness, then we share them here and see what comes out before we do anything, before we plug in the headphones. Best thing about having an auto start button for your car is it really cuts down your chances of being killed by a car bomb. Yeah.
That's it.
Listen, if you've seen the movie Casino with Robert De Niro.
Yeah. You've got to turn the key, huh?
You know that's probably true. One of your ancestors was alive during every single historical event ever.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of a deep thought,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
I wonder if I had an ancestor running around like being chased by a dinosaur or something. I guess there are no people when there are dinosaurs, so.
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
Hiding under the blanket doesn't really protect you from monsters as a kid. It just slows you down in any attempt at escaping.
Well, that's terrifying.
What is that?
That's terrifying.
It's more socially acceptable to pleasure yourself to pictures of strangers than it is to pictures of people you know.
That's true.
Think about that.
That's true.
There's a whole...
Did not get that memo.
Let me just ask you this.
Oh, gosh.
There's a whole section in the bookstore where they sell, adult books and magazines, right?
Where?
What bookstore?
Well, right. So I'm like, where?
No, the news.
Where's the section?
You go to any newsstand and they've got Time and Newsweek and all of those, but then in the back, they got the magazines that are got stuff, right?
Are you sure that's not back in like the 50s?
No, it's not back in the 50s.
I don't remember seeing those anywhere.
You ever stopped at the bookstore where they've got the racks of magazines? You know what I'm talking about? No. No one knows what I'm talking about here.
You're going to like the back of the back of the back of the store.
No, it's not in the back. As a matter of fact, in most of the big chain bookstore places, they've got the public affairs, home and gardening, hobbies, and then they tend to have an adult section.
I do know what you're talking about. They do this even for like ones like Cosmo, but they put the blank thing over it so you can't see.
That is correct.
But they're not really like nudie magazines anymore. They don't just.
Well, I think they do still. They do still sell some of those things. I mean, it's not.
Sure. I don't know. You would be the expert on this.
Why am I the expert on this?
Well, even Vince doesn't know what you're talking about.
I have never in my life purchased an adult magazine in the United States.
I like that you prefaced that with in the United States.
Vinny is right. We've all boys steal them when they're kids. That's where they. I got all mine.
Somebody has to buy them.
Yeah, but I didn't buy them. I did buy one. I purchased one. When I was on a trip to Canada, because I think you only have to be 13 in Canada to buy them, whereas you had to
and
be
And how old were you?
You'd be 18. I was 13.
That's awful. You only had to be 13?
Yeah.
That's awful.
My buddy's dad, he had a collection.
Yeah.
And we all
broke into his collection
when we were kids and
that's where most
ripping out pages and crap.
Right. That's where most young boys get their stuff.
Now that you're saying this, I honestly remember my grandfather had a stack of nudie mags on the back of his toilet. Like when I remember when I was a kid, that's one of those things that I just remember. He lived in this old house and he had this toilet and it was like the grossest bathroom ever. And there was nudie.
Perfect timing.
I seriously remember being like 7 years old. Like, God. What the heck is this, Grandpa?
You know, sometimes we start talking about stuff and I want to quit. That's what I want to do. I feel like now I've gone past my prime. I just need to get out and retire and do something.
I need some inspiration.
Maybe I'd be better off as the guy at Walmart. You know?
No, you wouldn't.
Handing out those little smiley faces.
You are not friendly at all. You would not be good at that job.
Take a sticker.
Okay, we're just going to move on. I forget what I was going to ask.
No more pre-coffee thoughts.
No, well, we'll do a couple more pre-coffee thoughts, but I don't want to ask any more questions about this. You ever rewatched a movie and expected something different to happen?
I mean, kind of.
Turns out the Titanic didn't go down.
That's funny.
When you think about it, although in smaller proportions, humans shed their skin just like snakes do. It's kind of like snakes in slow motion.
Ew.
That's true.
It is true. That's gross, though.
Some people, by the way, flakier than others.
Yeah, I've been called very flaky.
Uh-huh.
Cake decorators are way better than average at putting toothpaste on a toothbrush, I bet. Yeah, they get this they got that little thing.
The perfect little line on
What do you call that thing you squeeze to put the frosting on it or to write on top of the cake, happy birthday?
A piping bag.
There you go. You're the random stranger in the background on thousands of people's pictures.
Oh, that's true. Didn't your friend have an idea for an app to
My friend Danny has an idea, and it's a brilliant idea. Now, anybody listening is going to steal this if you know anything about how to create an app, right? The idea is that you type in a place. You go Disney World, March 4th, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see if anybody's posted a picture, and you can see if you're in someone's pictures, and then you can post your pictures, and they can look and see if they're in your pictures.
That would be a really cool app.
You ever do that and look back at an old picture from when you were a kid, and there's some random-looking dude with sunglasses on in the background?
Yes.
You're like, who's that guy?
Yes.
I wonder what his deal is.
It would be a really, really good way to creep on some people. You know?
Only you, Vinny. Only you.
Nah. Maybe there's like a famous person being like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's true. That would be cool.
There's Tom Hanks back
right,
there.
Right, right.
Who knew? Charades could also be called amateur miming. Yeah, you must really upset the mimes when you start doing charades. They're like, that's not how it's done. That's not the sign for movies. Somebody's mom has probably used you as the example of a misbehaving kid.
Oh, for the two of you, for sure. Absolutely.
The more you know, the more you realize how much you don't know. All right, this is enough of this.
Is that when it hit home a little too hard?
Let's go back to the bookstore. What do you say? All right. We have celebrities. I've put together a list. We'll get to these in a few minutes here later on this hour. We have celebrities who changed their name for show business.
Oh, okay.
Plus Rochelle, kicked out of the gym. Again. Hashtag mom. 729-20. And he said.
She said.
At 7:50. And who knows what else? It's all on the way this morning. Well, already halfway through the week and toward another weekend, of course, a lot of events going on with the holiday season in full swing. So thank you for sending these into us on our page, on the website, or on the socials. Just get up in our DMs and let us know about your event, whether you're a charity, whether you're trying to give back, you got something fun for the holidays, you're just putting on a event at a venue. We like to share these things here on the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Holiday Wonderland Market happening this Saturday from 1 to 7 at Heritage Park in Manahawkin. Live entertainment, Mr. and Mrs. Claus will be there. Fire pits, ice sculptures, artists, and a whole lot more. It does say C-L-A-U-S-E. Mm. So I'm assuming that does mean old Kris Kringle.
Yeah, I've never heard him called Mr. Claus, though.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
I understand.
Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
No, I understand, like, their last name is Claus, so you would call him
never heard anyone.
Mr. Claus, but I've only ever heard of him referred to as Santa Claus. I mean, you don't say, like, hello, Mr. Claus. I mean, I guess you did. I don't know.
Sure.
All right. I guess I stand corrected.
But also, it's misspelled here, so I'm wondering if people are going to be expecting the guy in a red suit, and it's like a lawyer or something. Hey, Santa Claus, attorney at law. Let me ask you a question. Have you fell down at work recently? Snowscape at Liberty Science Center up in Jersey City is happening now through January 2nd, 2022. Enjoy the pop-up holiday adventure snowscape. You take a spin on the Sox skating rink, make your own snowflakes. That's kind of fun.
That is fun.
And stop by the new Live Science Demonstration Center, lsc.org, to buy tickets. And Van Dusen going to be out with 107.1 The Boss. The tour team at the Value City, New Jersey Furniture and Mattress in Eatontown, 10 a.m. to noon for their 2021 holiday toy drive. That goes on this upcoming Sunday. Bring a new unwrapped toy to any of the locations, including the one Dusen will be at on December 12th. And all toys will be donated to families in need this holiday season through the partnership with Fulfill. You can check out more details on that and all our events, 1071theboss.com. There's just a couple things you needed to know this morning. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, I got a list here. I thought this was pretty good. Celebrities who have changed their name. Now, we were talking the other day about how... Vinny, I think you might have been off on Monday when we were talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Bridges, the last name I use on the radio, is kind of a nickname.
Yeah.
I don't like calling it a stage name because it's not like I pretend that it's my name, but it's kind of like a nickname that stuck because I have I'm an Italian-American, as I talk about, and it's kind of a difficult-to-pronounce last name.
Right.
And so it was easier to come up with something catchy or to use a nickname. And so I went with Bridges after the television show Nash Bridges, which ironically just returned to cable.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about that the other day, and I found a list here of celebrities who you might not know have changed their name for showbiz or have a nickname they use or whatever it is. Now, some of them are obvious, like we know The Rock is actually Dwayne Johnson,
right.
And so we know some of those things now. Like Cher, sort of her name. Her real name is Sherilyn LaPierre. That was her birth. That was her legal name before.
I didn't know that.
She'd been married a couple times, I guess. But now here's some good ones here, and I'll let you see if you can just pick it on a midair and guess who they might be.
Okay.
Eric Marlon Bishop. Eric Marlon Bishop. Any guesses?
I have no idea.
Bono.
Bono. No, not Bono. Jamie Foxx.
Oh. Okay.
This is a good one. I love this. I love his real name. I wish he'd gone with this. Maurice Joseph Micklewhite Jr.
I'll
give you a clue. This is an elderly actor. He's been around a long time. Maurice Joseph Micklewhite Jr., that is Michael Caine.
No.
Michael Caine.
Oh, okay. All right.
This one you might get, because there's a movie, there's a biopic you've seen.
Okay.
Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
I've seen it?
Yep.
Reginald?
I have no idea.
That's Elton John.
Oh, right. Dang it. I did know that.
Oh, here's another old-timey one.
Okay.
This guy's been around a long time. Robert Allen Zimmerman. That's Bob Dylan.
Okay. Nice. All right.
Vinny, I feel like this one you're going to get, okay? These are celebrities who've changed their name. Carlos Irwin Estevez. Carlos Irwin Estevez.
No, not a chance.
Charlie Sheen.
We're really bad at these.
That's Charlie Sheen. Yeah, because remember, his dad is Martin Sheen.
Yes.
And I think Sheen was his stage name, and it's his brother's Emilio Estevez.
Okay.
This one blew my mind a little bit. Now, the first name is the same, so this might give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Joaquin Raphael Bottom.
Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah. So his name is Joaquin Bottom?
Joaquin Bottom.
I would have changed my name, too.
How about John Roger Stevens?
That's John Legend.
That is John Legend.
I did know that one.
Bingo. Peter Hernandez.
Oh, that's... I know
Peter
this
Frampton.
One.
Nope.
No.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
No.
Bruno Mars.
Dang it. I knew that one.
How about Nicholas Kimberly Coppola?
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage is correct.
Nick Cage, yes.
Oh!
Yes.
Mark Sinclair.
Oh, no, I don't know. What? I don't know.
Mark Sinclair is Vin Diesel's legal name.
Oh, what? Wow. The heck?
Aaron Stervant. Aaron is actually the state. He uses Aaron still. His real last name is Stervant.
It's not Aaron.
No.
That's Aaron Paul.
I don't know who Aaron Paul is. Yeah, am I supposed to know who that is?
He's from Breaking Bad.
Oh, right.
Now,
okay.
This person is deceased, but you will know their name. Georgios Kyriakos Panitiotou. I hope I'm saying that correct. I'm probably not.
I don't know.
Georgios Kyriakos Panitiotou. That's George Michael's real name.
Oh, wow. That's quite a name.
Oh, won't ya?
Benjamin Geza Bolt.
Michael Bolton.
Benjamin Geza Bolt is Ben Affleck's legal name.
I'm really? Say the Affleck.
Jose Antonio Dominguez Bandera.
Antonio Banderas?
Antonio Banderas.
Okay.
Ralph Lipschitz. It's Ralph Lauren, the fashion designer.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm wearing the fancy new 2022 styles by Ralph Lipschitz. Lauren would be his middle name.
Okay.
Ralph Lauren Lipschitz.
Those are fun.
So there you go. Do I need to be bleeping that? I guess we needed to bleep
that. That's his name.
Name's Lipschitz.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Celebrities who've changed their name with good reason for showbiz. There you go. For a while now, Rochelle has wanted to join a new gym. No, one of the places we live, we've moved 6 times in the last few weeks. So,
but yeah,
one of the fairly recent places we were living had a gym, and you went a couple of times.
Yeah,
but you really didn't utilize it or get a chance to utilize as much as you would have wanted. So you've been wanting to join a gym for a while. They had Pelotons, by the way.
They did,
and I know you've wanted one for the house for quite a while.
Yeah, I loved being able to try it, and now I really do want one. The hard part about the Peloton for me is it's a competitive thing. So I need to be on the leaderboard. I want people to see my score. When you use a community one, you can't do that. So like the whole fun of the Peloton for me would be to be able to be competitive. And when you're signed into a community login,
can't you just change the name of the login?
You can't. No, they don't. No, it doesn't let you, unfortunately. So it was hard for me because like I want to compete with other people and I want to be number one on the leaderboard because I'm a psycho like that.
I was going to say, you realize this is not what Peloton is all about. It's just supposed
to be part of it. It's supposed to be.
I want to be the best.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a
it's
community.
Not Mortal Kombat.
No, but I mean, there's a reason there's a leaderboard, is there not?
I mean, I guess so, but it's supposed to be a virtual spinning class, really, is
yeah,
what
but
it
there's
is.
There's a leaderboard in every one of the classes. So the whole point is to like have your pace up so that you're going as fast and you're getting, you know, more strides than someone else. So it's almost like a race. So for someone who strives in a group class or with has a competitive nature like I do, I don't do well just like walking on the treadmill. That's not fun to me. I need to like someone to push me. So if I have someone below me who's catching up to me, I'll go faster. Yeah. I'll keep going.
And then there's
so
the accountability of them seeing that you're not there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I do understand that. I think the other racket with the Pelotons, you're going to have special shoes.
Yes.
Or else it hurts your feet just to use regular sneakers.
You have to clip in, and I didn't have
So
those.
I know that was another one of the problems. Yeah. All right, so you found a new gym near the current place that we're living.
Yeah.
Maybe. So she signs up for a free pass to go to this gym. She comes home all upset. I'm like, what happened? She's like, I didn't work out. The place was terrible. What was the issue?
Well, I got a 5-day pass.
Okay, the idea is to try the place out.
Try the gym.
Make sure you feel it's comfortable.
Because it's a year-long commitment. So when you commit, you commit. So I went in with the pass, wanted to do the spinning class. Oh, sorry, you can't use the free day pass on the classes. You can only use the gym equipment. And I was like, fine, that really stinks, but whatever. At least I can try it out.
So they charge you extra if you want to take a class.
No, they don't even let you take it unless you're signed up as a member.
Okay.
Okay,
and then
fine.
Does it cost extra or is it included?
No,
it's
included. But, okay. And that was fine. I'm like, fine, I get it. I understand there's liability bringing someone into class. I'll just go and work out. And
Can I just interrupt you for a second? But we should also note, for those that don't know this about Rochelle, is she's done marketing for a gym before as part of her professional adventures.
Yeah.
And so there's really going to be no pulling any wool over your eyes. You know how it is a gym operates.
I do. And that's
so you were calling BS from the get-go that they weren't letting you try a class before you decided to sign up.
I understood. I thought it was BS, but I'm very familiar with the gym atmosphere. So I said, fine, what do I need to do to be able to work out? And he goes, well, I'm going to go ahead and give you a tour. I said, a tour?
How big is this place?
I mean, it was, you know, it was a good size, but I didn't need a tour.
Isn't a gym usually one big room?
No, I mean, it was a bigger gym. There were a couple rooms.
Not that I know anything about the gym.
Obviously, but there was...
Wow.
I just mean you
Vinny,
hate.
Did you hear that? You, what was that?
You hate the gym.
Yeah.
You've said several times obviously. You don't like going to the, you don't like the workout clothes, you don't like working in front of people.
I know, but you just you just wounded me a little bit there.
That I
was
did
a,
not.
That was a little
I
harsh.
I did not.
I don't know anything about the gym, obviously.
You don't like the gym. We've talked about how I thought I was stunned because you hired a personal trainer who came to your house because you wouldn't go to a gym.
So this is like a timeshare.
That was for the bathroom, Rochelle.
Exactly.
That's right. This is like a timeshare.
Kind of.
Where you're forced to get a tour before you're allowed to try out the workout equipment.
I said, this is not my first rodeo, sir. Like, I do not need a gym tour. I got it. There's the treadmill. Let me go. Would not let me work out without a half an hour tour. And by that point...
So what do?
I left.
You stormed out of
the
place.
I stormed out. I said, forget it. This is not how you get me to sign up for your gym. I'm leaving. I'm out.
Vinny, do you belong to a gym? Have you belonged to a gym? Have you ever belonged to a gym? No.
No.
Please don't tell me you're going back to your old high school and using their gym equipment.
I bet he did
equipment.
In high school.
Nah, I just got a buddy named Jim.
Sometimes
we're married.
Sometimes I wonder why we keep you around, if I'm being honest with you. You know what I think is going on with you, though?
What?
Here's what's going. And now I think you made it worse for yourself.
Hmm.
You know how they say that, and we've talked about this, doctors share records? I feel as though the Planet Fitness people, where you got lug alerted because you were dropping free
not
weights.
Okay.
Your name gets on a registry of gyms, and now you get strike number two. You stormed out of this place. You wouldn't do their tour. I feel like all the gym people know each other. They're talking about you, and they get a big old red X next to the name Rochelle.
See, lucky for me, not only do we move a lot, but I change my last name like all the time, so better, I think I'm okay.
You better grow a beard and change your first name too, okay? Or there's no gym that's going to allow you to work out anywhere. You're going to be at the senior center doing Pilates in the pool with the old people. Moms at home, all tucked cozy in their bed, setting his hashtag MOM mom confessions with glasses of Pinot Grigio dancing in their heads.
Yes.
All that set up just to make that joke. What a complete waste of time, but also festive, don't
yeah,
you think?
Very festive.
We like to festive up all of our features here.
Sure.
It's like you go to Macy's, and Macy's looks like Macy's, but they got the garland up at the mall, you know?
Everybody loves a theme.
So we like to Christmas up everything that happens here on the radio, too,
mm-hmm.
just like Macy's at the mall.
Yes.
Someone from Macy's is like, I really don't want you mentioning us.
Don't associate.
We have nothing to do with you people. That's not true. We love Macy's. They're a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag mom. Confessions. From moms, every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, confessions. We find them with that hashtag just like this.
Tiffany Smith said, note for my kids' school this week. Hey, on top of all the stress during the busiest month of the year, don't forget to dress your kids up next week for Grinch Day, Reindeer Day, Polar Express Day, Holly Day, and Cheer Day. Happy holidays.
You know what dress-up days we had when I was a kid?
What's that?
None.
None?
That's what we had. We had no dress-up days.
No spirit days for you?
There were the you have to wear a tie and jacket day, and girls have to wear a dress.
That's it?
Yeah, so there were dress-up days where we had to look extra nice, but other than that...
Nothing fun,
no,
huh?
No, there were no Grinch days.
I know why your mom sent you to that school, then. That's not her thing.
Had to wear a uniform with a beret and a sword.
You did not have a beret.
No, I never had a beret.
Oh, okay.
I was making a joke that I was in reform school.
Well, kind of.
I was not in reform school.
I've seen the school.
It was a prep school, not
That's
a reform school.
What they told
school.
You.
It was not a reform school.
That's what they said. No, Rob, not a reform school.
Well, clearly it didn't work if it was a reform school.
Michelle Quinn said, there are 5 of us in this house in 738 shoes by the front door. This does not add up. And at Lost Felicia 78 said, I never had a gender reveal party, so I'm just letting y'all know I had a girl 25 years ago. We accept cash.
A reverse gender reveal party?
Oh, just a reveal party. I'm guessing she...
I guess not reverse. We're not reversing the gender. That's not what I mean. But I mean,
she just wants... She didn't get to have one.
A retroactive gender reveal party.
There
you
go.
That's the word I was looking
for.
Clearly, I learned nothing in prep school.
Reform school.
That's right. On the first day of Christmas, I bought for my mom a case of Pinot Grigio. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20, search that hashtag. Send them into any of our socials. We'll find them. We'll share them. Hashtag mom. You can catch up with us on demand anytime, streaming right on the website, or just search Robbie and Rochelle wherever you get your podcast. It'll be right there waiting for you, like a Richard Marx song. All right, a couple of things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. Well, this might be a record. 5-year-old baby says hello. Mom took video, of course,
Aww. And
we've got it for you.
Hi, hello.
I like how the baby's like, how you doing? Hello.
Did you say that's a 5-year-old baby?
That's a 5-day-old baby.
5-day-old.
Did I say 5-year-old?
I don't know, but that's why I was like, okay.
Hang on. Can we rewind the tape, please? So this evening, a blurry mouth from your record. 5-year-old baby says, why, yes, I did say 5-year-old, but I meant 5-day-old baby.
Okay. I was going to say, I feel like a 5-year-old saying hello, really,
no big
not
deal.
That big of a deal, but okay.
Well, what you're about to hear, we go from a mom taping your cute little baby saying hello, is a dad who rips a big one in a room full of family.
Oh, no. That's gross.
I like how, you know, a nephew or somebody knew this was about to happen. Is like, guess what?
I'm gonna
get it for TikTok.
Gentlemen, that was a fart.
I mean, come on.
Well, you've heard of SantaCon. You've heard of ChristmasCon. I don't know what to call this, but it was 230 skiing, snowboarding Santas, the slopes of a ski mountain at a resort in Maine over the weekend. They did it all for charity. They would go to support local education and recreation programs.
So it's meant the world to us to be able to bring Santa Sunday back after a year hiatus. We've taken some great precautions for COVID to make sure it's a safe event.
I mean, you're on a mountain. I think you're fine.
Everything's frozen.
Yeah. And how close are these skiers getting to each other? Now I'm worried about the safety of the skiing Santas.
This is true.
If we're worried we can't keep a 6-foot distance on the mountain, y'all shouldn't be skiing.
No.
Okay? I don't know much about skiing. But if you're that close to the other people skiing, you suck at skiing.
Yeah, that's fair.
You are a loser.
Have you heard this new song that Jimmy Fallon has done?
No.
He's got people like Ariana Grande and rapper Megan Thee Stallion on it. It's called It's a Masked Christmas.
Oh, fun.
Feels like this would have been more topical last year, Jimmy.
Maybe.
But well, that's god-awful in every way. I mean, I guess it's funny they're doing a song with Jimmy Fallon, but
I like it better than the Mariah Carey song.
Have you been following this story about Jussie Smollett? Am I saying that right? Smollett? Jussie Smollett? Smollett?
Yeah.
Smollett took the stand yesterday in his own defense. So we have some audio of him explaining what happened in 2019.
I'm kicking my ass!
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's Jim Carrey from Liar Liar. I'm sorry. Well, anyway, of course, he is denying that he staged an attack against himself back in 2019, he could get up to 3 years in prison, but he's likely just to get probation and community service.
Yeah.
What could go wrong there?
I mean,
let's send him out in the community. Who comes up with this kind
of thing?
It's
a weird story.
I didn't even know that was a crime you could do.
Beat yourself up?
Is to stage an attack on yourself and then lie about it.
Obviously, he had motives for it, but it's just weird.
It's a strange story.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be so confused as a jurist, they would dismiss me. Like, we don't think he understands what's happening.
How
here.
Do I say his name?
How many fingers? Well, we were talking about skiing and snowboarding. You heard yesterday that the United States officially is staging a diplomatic boycott over the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
Okay.
It kind of sounds like when the baton twirling team walks out in the football game. Like, we're not participating in this.
Aren't they still sending? Like,
yeah.
Is the
well, that's what I was going to say. So we're sending all of our athletes, all of our teams. We're just not sending diplomatic officials.
Okay.
China's like, cool.
Great.
More hotel rooms.
Exactly. Save us some money. That's great. Thank you.
You realize it's the athletes who compete. We really don't care if you send the ambassador to
exactly.
Beijing. Okay. Was that just an anti-ambassador rant? I don't know. What was that? What am I talking about? Excuse me, sir. You understand what's happening in the courtroom?
Anti-ambassador.
Not really. Well, we did some highbrow stuff here once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, Alec Baldwin trending again today.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
He has deleted one of his 2 verified Twitter accounts. He's got one that's kind of a professional account and one more of a family account.
Mm-hmm.
But he is hosting an award show in New York tomorrow night.
Really?
I mean, they couldn't get anybody. Hey, Bob, you know who we could get is Alec Baldwin. He called us right back. He's available. Can't believe it. He's willing to work for free.
It'll be interesting to see if he kind of roasts himself at all or what he's going to say at the award. I don't know. That seems kind of crazy that he's doing that, but all right.
Do you clap for him?
I don't know. Like,
hey, cool. Also, Can I get this to go?
Yeah.
Awkward. Well, believe it or not, according to PetSmart, even our pets overeat this time of year. 70% of pet owners This is dog and cat owners, actually, specifically admit to giving more table scraps and treats to their pets during the holidays. Well, especially if you're like us, you own a cat, you're doing that at your own peril, okay?
Yeah.
That's just more cleanup for you.
Well, not if you have a dog. They usually eat it. But you like to feed Rick the cat, and he's like, I'm not eating your scraps. Well, I want my own fresh stuff.
There's that, too. There's that, too. There's when they leave the meat on the floor and you don't find it for a few days, that's a problem.
Yes.
But then there's cleaning the box are eating more food.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Clearly here, ladies and gentlemen, you can see Robbie does most of the box cleaning.
Is this thing on?
Your Honor, I do not believe the jurist understands what is happening here in this courtroom. Why is it every time I do a lawyer, they're from, like, Louisiana 1920?
Because you knew a lawyer, and he was, that's what I'll he say, sounded I'll
say,
like.
I say your honor.
So that's what you go to.
According to Wallet Hub, the most sinful city in America, Las Vegas.
Duh.
No surprise there.
Duh.
Coming in number two, St. Louis. I don't know why that would
why?
Be. Very bottom of the list, beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, because it's always Florida and Fremont, California. When they say sinful, it's just like, you know what we got here? A lot of gluttony. There's all sorts of gluttony happening here.
Well, I'm not a crook.
I'm sure it's one of the seven that makes the rank there.
No respecting of our elders. We got gluttony. We hate old people.
I don't think respecting your elders is a sin.
Let me tell you.
Is that one of those?
I'm going to not only ask my neighbor for some sugar, I'm going to covet his wife.
Okay.
Right here in St. Louis.
That would be a sin.
All right, world famous celebrity birthday file, country superstar Sam Hunt celebrates today. Nicki Minaj, Sinead O'Connor, remember her? She's 55 today. Terry Hatcher, Kim Basinger celebrating today. National Brownie Day. Also National Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but I'd like to do it. You just walk into a bank or something. I'm from the future.
They're going to escort you out really quick.
I need $500 right now to save the world. All right, Nick Cage.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, what could go wrong here? We're talking about reality shows. When you think about it, this is a reality show.
Yeah.
Because I think people might imagine that we just try to be funny and make you laugh. And I suppose we do. But 99.9% of what we talk about here is just weird stuff that happens to us.
Mm-hmm. We're just airing out most of our dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Not all of it. Because if you knew, I mean, if we had a reality show, you and I, let's be honest, it would be.
I mean, it would be exactly what we talk about here. We talk about how we went out to a restaurant and we didn't, weren't happy how we got treated.
Yeah.
Or we went out and we loved it and made friends with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had the, remember the two-finger handshake at a restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
So just something as simple as that. I mean, we're basically the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. Without
I'm Khloe.
Like, I think I'm Rob.
I think you're Bruce.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're pre-Bruce.
There you go. Okay.
You're the lovable glue that keeps it all together.
Can I be the grandma? I like her. She's the best.
Is there a grandma on the Kardashians?
Yeah.
No, there's not.
Yes, there
is. I watched the show for a season or two. There's no grandma.
Yes, there is.
You're not calling Chris the grandma, are you?
No, Chris's mom is on the show.
Can I tell you something?
She's fantastic.
Nobody cares what we think about this, okay?
Well.
So we're talking reality shows today. If your life was a reality show, what would it be about?
Ours, I guess, would be about radio, right?
Well, yeah, it'd be following us around the adventures of radio DJs, I suppose.
And traveling and kids and
although
family.
I've always wanted to produce reality shows, and I keep finding people that we talk about here, people that go viral.
Yes.
Like there's a guy from New Zealand that's got a funny accent that, that harvests potatoes. That should be a reality show. You know what I'm
just
saying?
Just about potatoes?
Well, not about potatoes, but about this guy that runs a potato farm in New Zealand, and he's a funny
guy.
But
how interesting is that? Because he's just a potato farmer.
He's a quirky guy.
Okay.
Hey, how are you? Ah, look at this one here. Well, shuffling crocodile teeth, it's a potato.
See, you're missing the point of that, because what he does with his potatoes is make vodka. So now you've got the funny guy who makes vodka.
Yeah.
That's what the show's about.
Yeah.
And he's also testing all the vodka.
So that would be a reality show idea. But a very reality show, and you were the star of it, what would the focus of the reality show be about? What would it be like?
Okay.
If they're a reality show involving your life.
I think mine would be about making complaint calls like every day to every company ever because I'm always having issues.
That sounds more like a podcast.
Ah.
You know, it goes on for 40 minutes and two people hear it. Sounds like a podcast.
That's fair.
So there you go. That's today's He Said.
He Said.
Your answer's coming up. Well, much like a reality show, This is already taking a downward spiral. So we're talking reality shows today. If your life or you or your day-to-day or your life in general were a reality show, mm-hmm. what would it be about?
Megan said, my terrible decisions that always turn out okay in the end because of my amazing luck.
Well, that's just obnoxious, isn't it? I like those people called them with the motivational quotes the other day.
Well,
just keep it to yourself, all right?
She's very lucky.
All right.
Nicole said, working as a flight attendant, I have some stories that would make for an amazing reality show.
Now, see, there's an example of something I'm surprised hasn't already been a reality show.
That would be so fun to
Notice most of the TV shows are about police, fire, lawyers, doctors.
Sure.
You would think flight attendant slash pilot would also be one of those things we'd see all the time. There's not scripted or reality shows about that, but that is a very unique job.
Or maybe it's glamorized and it's actually just kind of not as fun as you'd think it would be.
Fine, but I would still think that, you know, you're in a fuselage 35,000 feet with a group of strangers. You would think that there would be a reality
show. There's got to be a lot of drama involved.
I wonder if there's legal issues. You'd have to get everybody to sign a thing to be.
But there's got
to
be with doctors, too. I mean, you figure there's legal issues there.
I mean, they got people coming in getting pimple popped. You'd think.
That's what I'm saying.
You'd think they'd be able to figure out how to do an airplane show.
Well, that is a good idea for a reality show, is one about pilots and flight attendants.
Excuse me, I got the potbelly pig.
Yep.
I got the New Zealand guy with the potatoes.
Uh-huh.
I got the people that know each other because they dialed the wrong number, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's who are the other people. Now I get the airline pilots.
I got the airline pilots.
Okay. I'm trying to keep my media empire in check.
Absolutely. Brent said, for a while now, I've wanted to make a show where me and some of my friends and maybe even a guest star get high and then genuinely try to review different restaurants. It'd be part food show, part comedy.
I think there is one with Seth Rogen and Dave Franco or James Franco.
Oh, does he do that?
Something pretty
similar.
He
reviews restaurants while he's high?
They talk about stuff that they're, they eat and.
You just get to hear him laugh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Do we have the actual tape of Seth Rogen? See, not bad,
it's
right?
Pretty good.
Oh, it sounds like Elmer Fudd.
It's so good.
How about the guabits? All right, let's go to line two.
Oh, my goodness. I would have to say drama. About drama.
So you're the Kardashians.
You well?
It's worse.
You think Kanye's bad? You got no idea what goes on at her house.
It's terrible. It's awful. It's always something. Always something.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for calling to line three.
Well, personally, I'm not. I don't know if anyone would watch it because I'm not too dramatic. But I guess it would just be about going around my house fixing stuff. Cause that's mostly what I do.
Okay, you'd be like an HGTV reality show. I get that.
Yeah, like a handyman kind of thing.
There you go.
Yeah, like a real life Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. So your life's a reality show. What's it about? That's your he said.
She said.
We'll get a couple more answers coming right up.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Talking reality shows today. If your life were a reality show, whatever it is you do was part of a reality show, what would that show be about? We've had some weird answers today, I would say. This has been a little off kilter.
Henry said the show would be called Dreary Days, and it would be a show about a young man just trying to make it in this crazy world.
It's like a male Mary Tyler Moore.
Dreary days.
You're going to make it after all.
Gary said it would be a lot like Seinfeld, but only instead of me performing stand-up comedy, I would just watch stand-up comedy. All right.
Again, I feel like that's a podcast.
Yeah, probably.
There's a real difference here between reality show and podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Paris Hilton did that thing with Nicole Richie? They went out
Which
to the
one?
Farm.
Yes.
The Simple Life.
Yes.
See, there you go. You take Paris Hilton, multimillionaire glamour model, and you put her on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a reality show.
It did excellent, too. I think they had like half a season.
Okay.
It was great. Jeanette said, I'm a chef and work crazy hours, but I do think it would be interesting for someone who's never worked in the restaurant business to see the craziness behind the restaurateurs.
Yeah. Well,
that's
there's another good one. There's the Gordon Ramsay deal. I mean, that's a reality
show. Yeah, but I think that's more about him being crazy. It might be interesting having worked at a restaurant.
Or the restaurant rescue. You had a friend whose dad owned a restaurant. Remember, was on the show and they come in and tell him, listen, you're giving people way too big a portion for way too small a price.
But here's the thing. Anyone who's worked in a restaurant knows that, like, any job, there's, like, a hierarchy. So, like, if you're the busboy, you're the bottom of the chain, the hostess is next, then the servers think they're God, but they're not really. But they'll treat you like they are if you're not a server. I'm telling you, there's, like, this whole thing. Anybody who's worked in a restaurant can tell you this.
I would watch that show. And then, of course, people date each other, right?
And they do crazy stuff in the back. They just do. Let me tell you.
Well, I would definitely watch that show.
See?
We got another line hanging on. Hi there.
A failed comedian? I don't know.
Are you a failed comedian?
No. I'm working at it.
Okay. All right. Well, good for you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. I have to tell you this. I don't know if this would be a reality show. I guess it would. I have always wanted to host a revival of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. They were talking about it with Nick Cannon a couple years ago. That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The OG show, if you remember, had the British guy, Robin Leach.
Uh-huh.
And he'd be wearing a sport
champagne
jacket.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
With a boutonniere, that's right.
Yes.
Today we take you into the glamorous world of Joan Collins. Marble toilet paper. I don't know why she'd have marble toilet paper.
Yeah, that doesn't sound pleasant.
Maseratis and boats. Wouldn't I be great at that? Because then I could act like a multimillionaire without being a multimillionaire.
I feel like you'd come home upset every single day, though, that you don't have like a porcelain. Well, you do have a porcelain toilet, but not one made out of gold. I don't know.
Are you ready for this? It's a toilet made out of porcelain. We're not going to be using that wood anymore. We're not going to have to whittle ourselves a throne.
You're rich in our own mind.
All right. That's enough of that. We'll take some more answers on text and Facebook, but that's it. He said.
She said.